You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Arizona Diamondbacks. I'm Allison Winter from MLB.com, and I am here with my friend Steve Gilbert, who is covering a Diamondbacks team that is suddenly in the conversation for October, and I'm not just talking about the last weekend of the regular season. So, Steve, I made a proclamation on Twitter that I cared about a lot. I said, I believe that the Arizona Diamondbacks are in this NL West race. So what do you think about that? Do you feel like being 5.5 games out at this late juncture gives them a chance?
Well, I think certainly it gives them a chance. The thing they have working for them is that they've got a lot of games in September against the rest of the NL West. So if they want to make up ground on the Dodgers or the Giants, they're going to have an opportunity against each of those teams, both home and road, to do so. So that's the great thing about interleague play is that, you know, you do kind of have things in your own hands when it comes to making up ground, particularly late in the season. I think that's kind of an exciting thing for fans. Now, you know, whether or not they stay in it till then, you know, it's up to them. But they've certainly played to this point, and also, in fairness, the Dodgers and Giants have allowed them to get back in this race. But they're certainly there right on the cusp of being in postseason contention right now.
Yeah, I mean, I should say, like, and I don't think there's anything wrong. I don't think this is like a slight toward the team or there's anything wrong with just being a team that is largely mediocre but could definitely take advantage of the fact that the leaders in the division are just playing terrible baseball. And I know that I have even more of a vivid image of this because the Dodgers were just in Houston and I watched a no-hitter and a sweep of the Dodgers and comeback wins galore. And the Dodgers just, you know, I mean, they had Greinke and Kershaw and they still lost both of those games and they just don't have like anybody in the bullpen. So these are, you know, things are standing out. But I mean, really, when you look at it, I mean, both of those teams are just underperforming or they're just not very good, quite frankly.
I think it's such a difference, Allison, in that the expectations. You know, the Dodgers have the $300 million payroll. They were picked by many to win the division, so there's heavy expectations on them. The Giants are the Giants. You know, they can get a pass for whatever after winning 3 World Series in the last 5 years. But here are the Diamondbacks, who lost 98 games last year, and you know, a 500 record was kind of looked at as, wow, if they could do that, that would really be something. So really, they're just kind of playing with house money if they happen to find themselves in the race in September. And I was talking with a couple of players yesterday, and you know, it's funny, we always in the media assume that players know exactly what the standings are or that they look at the situation like we do, but most of the guys in there, when you ask them what their record was, they couldn't tell you because they just get so involved in the day-to-day routine of the season that they're not even paying attention to that. But one of the things that one of the guys said to me is, you know, we're a bunch of young guys here. You know, we don't know any better, and we're just playing. There's no pressure on us. We're just having fun and playing, and if we're in a race, we're in a race. But I think this year there is no pressure because there were so little expectations put on it.
Yeah, and, you know, when they say they wanted to be 500, I mean, what if 85 wins this division? So that's 4 games over 500. I mean, it's not, like, that unrealistic that a team could win this division with that low amount of wins. And we touched on this a little bit, but now that it's, like, kind of getting real, what part of this team is really coming through and maybe performing a little bit better than we thought or just really solidified some of the efforts of the team?
Well, I think the offense definitely is something that has carried them leading the National League in runs, or at least they were the other day when I looked. And so that's a big deal, you know, for them. That's a big strength is the offense. And I think you see they have success when the starting pitching comes through for them. When the starters come through and deliver innings, then the offense is able to do enough to win. So on the one hand, I think the part that comes through that's been kind of consistent for them all year has been their offense. And when they get the starting pitching particularly to go with that, that's when I think you start to see them pick up and start winning some consecutive games.
I would imagine, and as we're recording this, they had a kind of a frustrating game against the Cardinals. It was a game that they probably could have been probably could have won, but there were a couple of errors, some mental mistakes. So that's got to be, you know, at this point in the season, that's got to be a tough one to swallow when they kind of have can look at themselves if they want to beat somebody up about this.
Yeah, you know, I think they looked at this series, or maybe not so much they did as we did, kind of as a measuring stick when, you know, okay, you swept the Reds in four games on the road. The Reds are starting a bunch of rookie pitchers, and they're in the midst of rebuilding, and they're having a tough time of it right now. What can you do against the Cardinals, who have the best record in baseball and are an organization you're trying to pattern yourself after in terms of the way they play the game? And the way they play the game is not to make mistakes and not to beat themselves. And I think last night the Diamondbacks, as we're recording this last night, Monday night, the Diamondbacks came up a little short in that regard in terms of both physical and mental errors. Could be the result of a second straight 10-game road trip and coming back home. But as Chip Hale said, you know, if you want to be a winning organization, you want to be a winning team, you just can't have nights like that regardless of what the circumstances are going on around you.
So there's always some guy that you point to when you have a team that sort of comes out of I don't want to say nowhere, but, you know, emerges as a possible contender that nobody thought. There's always that one guy like, oh, my God, look at the year he's having. So let's talk about A.J. Pollock really fast. Let's just conclude on that. Wow, he had an amazing week. So he hit, 483 over the course of, like, six games, 14 hits, which led the major. So, really, he's been having this kind of season like you've known about him all year. The rest of us have just started to catch up on what a good player he is.
Yeah, and I think, you know, he was starting to have that kind of year last year until he got hit in the hand and broke his hand and had to miss some significant amount of time, and he never seemed to be able to get his rhythm quite back at the plate the way it was earlier. So I think he's a guy that really is kind of starting to come into his own, and if Paul Goldschmidt can get as much recognition as somebody in, say, a bigger market would having his kind of season, you can understand that then A.J. Pollock even more so is overshadowed by Paul Goldschmidt on his own team for whatever kind of attention the Diamondbacks do get. But he is really putting together an outstanding season and is somebody that they're really excited about as a cornerstone for the franchise.
Well, I'm not necessarily picking the Diamondbacks to win this division, but I'm picking them to make everything extremely interesting for everybody down the stretch. So I think they're going to be right in the middle. Thank you so much, Steve. We'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks, Alison. It would certainly make for an interesting September if the Diamondbacks and Padres both somehow jumped back into this race and made it a four-team race. That would be interesting.
That would be awesome. Thanks.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.